Jim Paschke, Bucks television voice for Fox Sports Wisconsin, now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Jim, how you been, my friend?
I'm great, Bill. How are you today?
I am doing well. I got here in 99, and they went to the postseason. Then in 2000, we know that run that they had, and they had some dynamic talent. Give me your assessment, if you had to look back to that talent versus what this team has today and the coach they have today, to what our expectations realistically should be.
Oh, that's a great question. Back in 2000, 2001, they had an excellent coach, George Karl. They have a great coach today in Mike Budenholzer. Sam Cassell, Ray Allen, Glenn Robinson, a big three. Now they have Giannis, Chris Middleton. We know what Brooke Lopez can do. Eric Bledsoe's playing great basketball. They're very similar teams. This team, to me, Bill, I could probably predict that this team will win more consistently than I would have predicted that 2000-2001 team winning, but they won a lot. So that team could always lose as much as win. They won more than they lost. This team, I believe, will win more than they will lose this year, obviously.
People are talking about this team being, you know, one of the top teams in the East and how far can they go. And I just – all I was kind of trying to do was – it's not I'm trying to curb the enthusiasm, and I love the expectations and I love the excitement. I just, in the grand scheme of things, you gotta kind of walk before you run. Win a round in the playoffs first, and then move on and get that experience. And that game against the Clippers, I think Brooke Lopez said it best. It's one of those games where he was glad they responded and they came back, but it's not a game that should have got away. It's one of those learning moments, isn't it?
Well, probably, but the way I look at that, Bill, is if they had won Saturday afternoon against the Clippers, would there have been the same kind of importance on Sunday night's game in Denver, where the franchise had won only 8 times in its history? I don't know. You take them as you get them. They got 2 out of 4 the hard way on this trip, and I would say this, great teams don't lose 2 in a row very often, and this team has yet to lose 2 in a row, so I think that's a very positive sign. It's always difficult to figure those things out. I thought it would be a 2-and-2 trip. I thought that would be fine. I just didn't think it'd be the 2 games they got. But that's even more impressive than what I was expecting.
I was just going to say, it's impressive the wins that they did get and the way they're doing it, Jim. Is this somewhat surprising how they're doing it? Because under the motto of just let it fly, it seems like a lot, and I said this before, and correct me if I'm wrong, but Jason Kidd was I want it done this way, I want it done the way I used to do it, here it is, and it's very hard to teach and get guys to do it that exact same way. But some of the fundamentals that he instilled are still there. It's just now Budenholzer's kind of taken the reins off and said, let's go have fun, we're going to let it fly, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, and that's the style of basketball. So the fundamental works kind of are there, but now they're having a lot of fun doing it, and they're having a lot of fun getting up and down the floor. Is that a fair way of assessing this?
It's very close to the way I assess it. I tell people that basketball is a very complex game. There's no denying that. And most coaches that I've been around and observed understand how complex it is. They try to get the players to understand how complex it is so that they can work through that and get it done. The Bucks players went through that with Jason Kidd and every other coach they've had. And Mike Budenholzer, his staff has done the heavy lifting in the summer. They've figured out how to play this game and taken away the complexities. For instance, I think Jason Kidd's approach for defending the pick and roll, they probably had 5, 6, maybe 7 ways to defend the pick and roll, and then it depended on who was running it. So you had that multiple. The Bucks today have 2 ways to defend the pick and roll. So it's much easier for the players. They know what they are supposed to do every time. And so that takes away a lot of thought. It takes away mistakes. And I just think this staff has done a wonderful job simplifying the game so the players can just go out and play. And I think that's a big part of what we're watching.
I was just going to say they've done a great job of simplifying things and giving this team the ability to just go out and kind of let it go. I've been impressed with almost everybody. Everybody's almost been a contributor at one point or another. You're seeing decent minutes out of a guy like Thon Maker. John Henson early on is giving you good minutes. Irsan's giving good minutes. I mean, it's not just the starting five that has been good. It's the bench depth. It's guys coming and guys accepting their role. I don't know what magic elixir. I mean, winning will do and fix everything, but I don't know what magic elixir Budenholzer gave everybody. But it seems like when he brought everybody together in that first huddle, everybody went, okay, we'll give it a shot. And as long as we're winning, we're all good. Now they've hit a little bit of adversity, like you said, and they have not lost two in a row, which is fantastic. I just like the fact that everybody's contributing. Like I said, Thon, Henson, Ilyasova, I mean, everybody's got – Connington, for God's sakes. I didn't even know that cat until all of a sudden he comes in and starts hitting from all over the place.
Well, think about it, Bill. When if you and I are on the court and we don't have to think about what we're supposed to do and we don't have to think about what we're supposed to do depending on what our teammates are thinking about what they're supposed to do, it becomes a lot easier. These guys run to four spots on the floor, five spots on the floor. They're supposed to be there. You can pass to those spots knowing that a teammate is going to be there for the pass. They have simplified it to the point where now players can just be who they are and can get the most out of their natural talent. That's why you're seeing everybody up and down the roster contributing, because they're playing the game the way that each of them can play the game. It's all different. Everybody has different skills. But if I can get the most out of my skills, I'm going to shine in this game.
Who has impressed you the most? I mean, Giannis is the obvious factor in this, but beyond that, who's impressed you the most?
Well, Chris Middleton always impresses me every night, and I think he gets forgotten because of his consistent greatness on the court each and every night. I mean, we can never forget what he's doing for this team. Brook Lopez has been fun to watch and has added a skill that plays right into the game plan that Mike Budenholzer has for this team. We saw that in Denver with eight threes. I mean, he was hitting from 30 feet away. And when you play five-out basketball and all five can hit the three-point shot, I don't know how you defend that. So, Pat Connaughton, to me, has been a pleasant surprise. Dante DiVincenzo has been an incredible surprise.
That was the guy that I was pointing to, yeah.
Yeah, I saw him at Summer League, and I saw somebody who had excellent vision and a great floor game, a great sense for the game, and he has certainly shown that, and he's a heck of a defender at his position. That's why he's getting minutes. And Pat Connaughton does those things. There have been several players who have really surprised me, and I think Eric Bledsoe has picked up his game. He's going to be a free agent at the end of the year, and to me, his money's going to come from him playing defense, and we saw that on this trip. He could be the best point guard defender in the Eastern Conference for sure, and one of the best in the league. He is, and if he can do that most nights, that's a great thing for this basketball team.
So, Jim, I wanted to ask you, when it comes to the East, because everybody keeps talking about the place of the East, and we all know Boston's a damn good basketball team, but where do the Bucks in your mind? I think the way the Bucks are playing right now, I don't want to buy into it too much, but they beat Toronto, they beat Philadelphia, they beat Indiana. They're beating teams that are right there. This team could end up winning the East. Correct me if I'm wrong. I think it's up for grabs. Do you?
Well, certainly they could. It depends on how a lot of things fall. They have a 10-3 record, and the Bucks have played the toughest schedule so far in the NBA. That speaks very well for what they've accomplished. We all know that an instant can change things. So we put that aside and assume that doesn't happen. Yes, they can challenge for the Eastern Conference Championship. I think Boston has a lot of talent and is a very well-coached team. The Bucks have a lot of talent, a very well-coached team. Toronto has a lot of talent and seems to be a very good team with Kawhi Leonard. And, I think Philadelphia made the Jimmy Butler trade because those three teams are going to be very difficult to beat. And Philadelphia probably wants one of the top four spots in the Eastern Conference. So they may have looked at the Bucks and said, I think Milwaukee might be taking one of those spots this year for sure.
What do you think that Jimmy Butler trade does for Philadelphia?
Well, we'll have to wait and see. I mean, it gives them an all-star. Potentially it could be great. Potentially it could be a disaster. It depends. They have young players that are learning how to play, and apparently he had trouble meshing with that type of player in Minnesota. So I'm just waiting to see how it plays out. It depends on how Butler handles himself and what they're trying to what they've talked about and what they can get done there. It could be very good. He's a great player.
Before I let you go, Jim, got to ask you about the Coach Budenholzer just to work with. Now, I know as far as us in the media, he's, few and far between, but the times that I've got a chance to see him away from the court, talk to him a little bit, terrific guy, man. I can see the dynamic personality that can bring guys together. Give me your perspective of the new coach.
Yeah, when I've worked with him, which has been several times, we do things for season ticket events. And, I've had a chance to sit and talk with Mike several times, and he's been fantastic. very easy to talk to, very accessible, very open, very candid. I think he's been wonderful. And, you know, day to day, I let him do his job and I do my job, and we mesh when we need to, and it works out just fine. He's all business, and I think it's incumbent upon those of us who are there every day to allow him to do that, and he's going to do it anyway, by the way, because that's his approach to this, and it works, and it's working for this Bucs team. So, so far, so good. I have nothing but praise for both Mike and his staff. His staff is wonderful, by the way.
By the way, love Darvin Ham coming back. Always good to see him out and about and get a chance to talk to him as well. And when you talk about an energy guy, man, I remember those days, Jim. I said to him, we were having dinner, and I said to him, I said he would come in, give you two or three hellacious dunks, two or three absolutely malicious fouls he should have been arrested for, and then he goes back to the bench and everybody's standing and cheering. That's what I remember about Darvin Ham's career.
In 33 years, I've had one catchphrase for a player, and it was the Darvin Ham Slamwich.
That was it. That was it. Jim, it's always a pleasure, my friend. I appreciate it, as always, to talk to you, and we'll chat again down the road, okay?
Thanks a lot, Bill.
All right, pal. Talk to you later. There you go. Jim Paschke, television play-by-play voice for your Milwaukee Bucks on Fox Sports Wisconsin, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, everything going to get done. Call them, 844-PRINE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.